Hello and welcome. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. I hope that you are having a great and wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 13th day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and as always, you can view them prominently listed in the daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha, a birthday, or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month. And every penny will go directly to the Orthodox Union Emergency National Food Campaign. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is at 5 p.m. today, Eastern Daily Time. On behalf of the EOU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi Yaakov Fish, Mora D'Asra of Eitz Chaim Synagogue in Jacksonville, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Fish reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, 20, 27, and 130. Please note that there is an additional link added in today's email to view the chapters of Tehillim in Hebrew and in English. Please be advised that due to the call being muted, the Rabbi Fish will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but will not be doing it responsively or pausing between the Pesukim so that all of us in the call can say it with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Fish to please recite the Perek, the chapter number in Hebrew and English before he begins, and to briefly pause between each paragraph so that all of us on the call can turn to the right page. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Fish will recite the Mishnah Berach L'cholim, the welfare prayer for all those whom are sick. Please note that Rabbi Fish will pause at the appropriate point at which all of us on the call will have an opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are praying for. Following the Mishnah Berach, Rabbi Fish will conclude with Acheinu. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's call. And with that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fish.
Thank you, Naftali, and it's a great honor to be here addressing everybody here today. And thank you to the OU for facilitating and coordinating this. And it's just a great honor to have this opportunity. I just wanted to share a certain thought that I had for many years, and it was kind of below the surface in my head. And when this whole crisis started, it kind of resurfaced to the top. But a certain lesson that I learned on September 12, 2001. And obviously, I remember September 12th. It was September 12, 2001, because it was the day after 9/11. And I imagine, I don't want to be too presumptuous by saying that I imagine everyone on the call remembers where they were, although there'll be some younger people that don't recall that. But that was one of life's moments that we all remember where we were. I was personally at that time living in Israel, and was walking on the street the day after, on September 12, 2001, and somebody said to me, there's a shiur being given by somebody called Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. Would you like to hear his talking about what happened yesterday in New York and in the Pentagon? So I was curious. We were all destroyed, emotionally, psychologically on that day from what occurred the previous day on 9/11. And I walked into this small shul in Yerushalayim. And he said many things, but there are two things that I remember from that day, which I think are applicable to today's times. And I'm sharing this because I think it gives a little bit of an optimistic perspective on what one can have on the situation today. And that he said that as traditional Jews for thousands of years, we've believed that one day there will be a Geula Shalema. There will be a full redemption. A full redemption, as we know, means the gathering of the Jews in the diaspora, from the exiles back to our homeland, Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, and the Melech HaMashiach, the King Mashiach, you know, being the leader in all this. He says, but we have to ask ourselves frankly, do we really believe this? You know, it's not clear that we would say yes. Because, you know, let's be honest, you know, there's so many political obstacles to, you know, to getting any Jewish presence on the Temple Mount without getting political for a second. But to have a notion that mosques will disappear from Har HaBayis and there'll be Jews we're so comfortable here, wherever we are in the United States or wherever, to imagine a mass gathering of Klal Yisrael to the land of Israel and the Jewish temple being rebuilt just seems so far-fetched. And yet we say Ani Maamin every day and it's in our liturgy every day. He said yesterday, again, it was September 12th, 2001, he goes, yesterday, the Almighty showed us that within like 45 minutes, you know, the entire world can change. It can be a new world order. He goes, and yesterday on 9/11, he said, Hashem changed the world, you know, not in a positive direction. And he turned the world upside down in a matter of, you know, 45 minutes, however long it was. And just like he can go ahead and do that, for the bad side, he can do it Latova, he can do it for the good side as well. Meaning in a very short time, within 45 minutes, Hashem can just turn over the world and we can be on our way to Yerushalayim and we can already, you know, be participating in a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And this thought has come to the surface in my mind as we deal with the, you know, awful COVID crisis. And that is that Hashem is once again showing us, God is showing us, they can take a few microscopic pathogens. With these few microscopic pathogens that emanate in one corner of the world, the entire world can be turned over. Many lives lost, so much pain, so much tragedy, so many people out of livelihood, mighty countries have fallen, and everyone knows the consequences. It's not for me to hear, it's not for me to say what the consequences are, but just as the Ribbono Shel Olam was able to show us that the world can be turned over very quickly, l'ra'ah. So too, we have to have the chizuk, that should give us a chizuk in our faith, in our emunah, that he will gather us up from all corners of the world, wherever we are, and we will participate in the Geula Shlema. Yes, nothing is beyond the reach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that should give us the faith. I just want to conclude by quoting a pasuk that we're all familiar with, and that is the last pasuk in the Aleinu that we recite after our daily and tefillah, Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. B'namar v'haya Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz b'yom ahu yeh Hashem achad u'shmo achad. Hashem will be king. God will be king all over the world. On that day, God will be one, and His name will be one. I just want to conclude with a question and answer in the Talmud, in the tractate of Pesachim, Masechtas Pesachim. The Gemara asks, that the pasuk seems to be expressing this in the future tense. V'haya Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz. God will be king all over the world. V'yomahu, on that day, God will be one and His name will be one. So the Talmud asks, what about today? Atu hashta lav echadhu. Is His name not one today? You know, what's this wish that we want God's name to be one today? What about one day? What about the present? So says the Talmud, and I think we all can relate to that, this answer, in a very compelling and somewhat painful way, says the Talmud, that in our times, we're confronted with the notion that we have to make two blessings in life. Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv and Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Blessed is God for the good, who bestows good when we experience simcha, when we experience joy, and we experience pain and tragedy. We have to go ahead, and we're confronted with the painful blessing of Baruch Dayan HaEmes, blessed is the true judge. We hope and pray for the day when we will only make one blessing, Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. And on that day, when we thank good God for all the good and there will not be any pain, that is when his name will be one, and his name will be one recognized by all that everything he does is for the good. As we're in this period of Hester Panim, we're in this period of God's concealed face, and there's so much pain and tragedy that's taking place. I just want to pray that we go ahead and live to see the day of Ahaya Hashem L'malcha Kol Haaretz B'yam Ho Yashem Achadu Shmo Achad. We'll only make Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. Okay, so as Naftali said, I'm going to be reciting the three prakim, the three chapters of Tehillim of Psalms, beginning with Perek Chav, chapter 20. I'll recite it verse by verse, as Naftali said. Lam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Dinoi B'yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrcha Mikodesh Metzion Yisadeka. Yizkar kol min chosecha ba'olascha yidash nesela. Yitem lecha chilvavecha v'chol atascha yimalei. Niranana b'yishu asecha u'v'sheim eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishal asecha. Ata yedati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho yaneu mishmei kacho tegruas yeshe imino. Eila baracha v'eila basusim. V'nachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, hei makaru v'nafalu, v'nachnu kamnu v'nisadad, Adonai ha'ishia, melech yan'enu v'yom kareinu. Good, we'll move on now. Perek Chav Zayin, chapter 27. L'David Adonai ari v'yishi mimi ira. Adonai Moz Chai Mimi Avchaz. Bekrov Olai Mereim Lachos Pesari Tarai V'Ovai Li. Heim Makashlu V'Nafol. Im Tachana Olai Machana Lo Yira Libi. Im Tachum Olai Melchama Bezos Ani Bateach. Acha Sha'alti Meis Adonai Elza Avakesh. Shifti Beveis Adonai Kol Yimei Chayai. Lachazos b'na'am Adonai u'vaker b'hechalo. Kitzpenenu b'suko b'yom ra. Yastireini b'seser ahalo b'tsur yirom ameni. Be'ata yorim roshi aloi b'ayis b'vosai. Be'ezbecha b'elohoi z'v'chei sruya ashira v'azamra l'Adonai. Shema Adonai kol yekra v'chaneni v'aneni. B'cha amar libi b'akshu fonai es panecha Adonai avakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni. Al taras b'af avdecha es rasi ha'isa. Al ticheni v'al tazveni Elohei yeshi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'Adonai yasveni. Horeini Adonai darkecha v'necheini b'orach mishor v'man sharai. Al titneini b'nefesh tzaroi, ki kamu vi edei sheker, b'fei hamas. Luvei hamanti liros, b'tov Adonai b'eretz chayim, kavei el Adonai, chazak miyamit libecha, b'kavei el Adonai. We'll now move on to Perikof Lamin, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos Mimama Kim Rasicha Adonai Adonai Shema Bekali Yena Aznecha Kashuvos L'Kol Tachnunai Mavonas Tishmaya Adonai Miyama Kimcha Haslicha Laman Tivarei Kibisi Adonai, kibisa nafshi, v'liz baro hocholti. Nafshi v'Adonai, mi shamerim laboker, shamerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed, arbe mafidos, v'hu yifte es Yisrael. Mikol Avonosov. That's the conclusion of the three Prakim of Tehillim. And now I'll recite the Misha Berach L'cholim U'L'cholos. For the ill people, we pray that they have a speedy recovery. Misha Berach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe Aharon David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei Asacholim V'Asacholos Ba'avor Shanachnu. Ba'avur shanachnu mispalim ba'avuram. Bischarzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachmim Aleihem L'achim Mamo L'Parisam L'achizikam L'achiyosam L'yishach Lehem Meheru K'or Shleima V'nashamayim L'machad Re'ayim V'shasag Yideihem B'soch Sh'ar Chole Yisrael Rufuas HaNefesh Rufuas HaGuf Hashta Bazalov V'zman Kariv V'namar Amen. Conclude with the Achenu prayer, the Achenu having our having in mind our brothers and our sisters are going through very difficult times. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanasunim batzara bashivya omdim ben bayam uvein bayabasha amakom yirachim aleihem yotzeh misara levacha meafel aliyah mishiv ledula ashto bagalov zman kariv nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Fish. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will please be answered, Latova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi David Kaplan with Congregation Ohav Tzedek in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. This concludes today's call. Please stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.